Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, January 11th, 2025.
Political turmoil in South Korea. A political storm is brewing in South Korea as Park Jong-jun, the head of the Presidential Security Service, resigns after warnings of possible violence during attempts to arrest impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Park fears bloodshed if further arrest warrants are issued against Yoon, emphasizing the need to avoid conflict. This crisis began in December 2022 when Yoon declared martial law, leading to widespread civil disorder and his impeachment by the National Assembly. Recent polls show a significant shift in public sentiment, with 64% now supporting Yoon's removal, down from 75%. Meanwhile, the approval rating for Yoon's People Power Party has climbed to 34%. As investigations continue, the potential for Yoon's arrest could further destabilize the situation and spark public protests. The fate of the nation hangs in the balance, raising questions about the future of governance in South Korea.
Indian rupee hits record low amid economic pressures. The Indian rupee has plunged to a record low against the United States dollar, trading at 85.97 Indian rupees for every U.S. dollar on January 10, 2025. This marks the 10th week in a row that the rupee has declined, with a 0.2% drop just last week. A strong U.S. dollar, backed by positive economic data, and over $3 billion pulled out by foreign investors from Indian markets are key reasons for this downturn. The Reserve Bank of India is stepping in to stabilize the situation, with state-run banks selling U.S. dollars to support the rupee. However, traders expect the rupee may soon fall below the critical threshold of 86 Indian rupees. Meanwhile, the dollar index remains strong, which could influence future interest rate decisions by the Federal Reserve. This ongoing decline raises worries about inflation and the rising cost of imports, impacting consumers and businesses across India. As the Reserve Bank navigates these challenges, the economic landscape remains uncertain.
NVIDIA's criticism of AI chip export restrictions. NVIDIA, a top tech company known for its graphics and AI technologies, is sounding the alarm over the Biden administration's proposed restrictions on AI chip exports. These new rules aim to prevent adversaries, especially China, from accessing technology that could enhance military power. NVIDIA's Vice President, Ned Finkel, argues that President Joe Biden should not push through a last-minute policy that could hurt the U.S. economy and inadvertently aid its rivals. He urges the administration to reconsider these misguided restrictions, which would limit the computing power exported to certain countries. The U.S. Commerce Department and the White House have not yet commented on the situation. Major companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta, represented by the Information Technology Industry Council, are also worried about how these rules could impact their ability to sell technology abroad. This ongoing debate highlights the struggle between national security and the economic health of U.S. tech firms. Following a Bloomberg News report on the proposed restrictions, NVIDIA's shares dropped by over 1% in after-hours trading, raising questions about the future of technology exports.
UK sanctions on Russian oil companies. The United Kingdom has taken decisive action by imposing new sanctions on two major Russian oil companies, Gazprom Neft and Surgut Neftegaz. This move, in collaboration with the United States, aims to weaken Russia's financial resources amid ongoing tensions from the invasion of Ukraine. UK Foreign Minister David Lammy highlighted that oil revenues are crucial for the war economy of President Vladimir Putin. These sanctions restrict the movement of vessels linked to these companies, suspected of trading illicit oil. This strategy is part of a broader effort by the UK and its Western allies to counter Russia's actions in Ukraine. With Gazprom Neft and Surgut Neftegaz being key players in the Russian oil industry, the sanctions could shake up global oil markets and lead to higher energy costs for consumers. The implications extend beyond economics, potentially escalating tensions between Russia and the West. As the situation evolves, the international community is closely watching these developments.
Concerns over foreign fighters in Syria's military. Western powers, including the United States, France, and Germany, are increasingly worried about Syria's new leaders and their military appointments. Reports show that foreign fighters have been assigned to key roles in the Syrian armed forces, raising alarms about the country's image and security. In a recent meeting in Damascus, U.S. envoy Daniel Rubinstein discussed these troubling appointments with Syria's leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa. French and German foreign ministers, Jean-Noël Barrot and Annalena Baerbock, also expressed their concerns. Nearly 50 appointments were made, with at least 6 foreign fighters from countries like China, Turkey, Egypt, and Jordan receiving ranks of brigadier general and colonel. While the new administration argues these fighters helped overthrow former President Bashar al-Assad and deserve a place in society, foreign capitals see this as a potential risk. The situation remains complex, with ongoing discussions about counterterrorism and Iran's influence in the region. What does this mean for Syria's future?
Revelations from the DOJ on the Tulsa massacre. On January 10, 2025, the U.S. Department of Justice released a startling report about the 1921 Tulsa massacre, revealing that law enforcement was involved in the violent attack on the prosperous Black community of Greenwood. This tragic event resulted in the deaths of around 300 Black residents and the destruction of their homes and businesses. The report highlights that some officers not only stood by, but actively participated in the violence, disarming residents and detaining many. Sadly, due to laws that limit how long someone can be charged with a crime, no legal action can be taken against those involved, with the youngest potential defendants now over 115 years old. The report stresses the urgent need for justice and reparations for the victims and their families, as advocates continue to seek acknowledgement of this dark chapter in American history. The massacre began when a Black man was accused of assaulting a white woman, igniting a mob that demanded a lynching and led to the destruction of Greenwood. This report emerges at a crucial time when discussions about reparations and racial justice are more important than ever, reminding us of the ongoing struggles for civil rights and accountability in law enforcement.
TikTok's legal battle in the U.S. Supreme Court. What if TikTok disappears from the U.S.? The Supreme Court is currently debating this possibility as they hear arguments about the popular app owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. The case could force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations or face a ban by January 19, 2025, due to safety concerns. Justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Elena Kagan, are worried about the implications of TikTok's Chinese ownership. The U.S. government is raising alarms about data collection practices, fearing sensitive information about American users could be accessed by the Chinese government. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger argues this control poses a real threat to national security, while lawyer Noel Francisco insists TikTok operates as a U.S. company and shouldn't face such drastic measures. This legal battle highlights rising tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and privacy. A ban on TikTok could disrupt millions of lives and change the social media landscape dramatically. The Supreme Court's decision will be closely watched, as it may shape the future of digital privacy and international business.
Rising inflation expectations in the U.S. A recent report from Washington, D.C., shows that U.S. consumer inflation expectations are climbing. A survey by the University of Michigan reveals that consumers now expect inflation to hit 3.3% over the next year, up from 2.8% in December 2024. This is the highest level since May 2023. Concerns about potential tariffs promised by President-elect Donald Trump are fueling this anxiety. The Federal Reserve is keeping a close eye on these trends, with experts predicting that the central bank will maintain its standard interest rate between 4.25% and 4.5% in the first half of the year. As inflation worries grow, consumer confidence has taken a hit, dropping to 73.2 in January. This decline suggests people are hesitant to make big purchases. While some may rush to buy before prices rise, ongoing inflation could lead the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, which might slow down economic growth. The combination of rising inflation expectations and looming tariffs under the incoming Trump administration is creating uncertainty in the U.S. economy, affecting buying power and overall financial stability.
U.S. takes action against Chinese cyber threats. On January 10, 2025, the United States government announced decisive actions in response to cyber attacks linked to China that targeted American telecommunications companies. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stressed the importance of these measures to combat digital assaults. Major firms like AT&T and Verizon reported that hackers breached their networks late last year, but they assured the public that their systems are now secure after working closely with the government. Sullivan warned the People's Republic of China about the serious consequences of disrupting critical infrastructure. The rising tensions between the U.S. and China have raised alarms about cybersecurity, highlighting the need for strong defenses in both public and private sectors. These attacks could shake the very foundations of national security and impact the financial stability of telecom companies. As both nations navigate these complex challenges, the stakes for everyday citizens are higher than ever.
Biden's new cybersecurity initiative. President Joe Biden has unveiled new cybersecurity standards targeting federal agencies and contractors, responding to escalating cyber threats from Chinese hackers. This executive order, expected to be published soon, aims to strengthen the security of software development processes, addressing serious weaknesses that have already led to significant breaches in government emails and critical infrastructure. The urgency of this initiative comes after several high-profile cyber attacks linked to Chinese groups, which pose real risks to national security. Vendors will need to provide proof of compliance with these new standards with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, overseeing the review process. Experts like Tom Kellerman warn that these measures may not be enough to counter immediate threats from foreign adversaries, especially China and Russia. The order also requires guidelines for managing access tokens and cryptographic keys used by cloud service providers, which are vital for protecting sensitive information. As the world of cybersecurity evolves, this initiative reflects a broader strategy to safeguard the United States from ongoing threats and ensure that federal agencies are ready to tackle these challenges head-on.
Climate change report highlights urgent crisis. A recent report from Brussels, Belgium, revealed shocking news. Global temperatures in 2024 soared past 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels for the first time. This alarming rise threatens the goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement, which aims to curb global warming. The World Meteorological Organization confirmed this trend, drawing on data from scientists in the US, UK, Japan, and the European Union. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres stressed the urgent need for action, declaring, "Global heating is a cold, hard fact." The report also detailed devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, California, claiming 10 lives and destroying nearly 10,000 structures. Countries like Bolivia, Venezuela, Nepal, Sudan, and Spain face severe weather events, highlighting the widespread impact of climate change. With U.S. President-elect Donald Trump planning to roll back climate policies, experts warn that without decisive action, climate-related disasters will only become more frequent. This report serves as a critical reminder. We must unite globally to combat climate change and reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Global economic uncertainty and U.S. trade policies. Kristalina Georgieva, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, warns that a storm of uncertainty is brewing in the global economy due to U.S. trade policies. The U.S. economy plays a crucial role in the world market, and changes in its trade regulations can ripple across nations. This uncertainty is particularly challenging for countries deeply integrated into global supply chains, leading to rising interest rates over time, even as short-term rates drop. A strong U.S. dollar could increase funding costs for developing economies, especially those with lower income levels. Georgieva emphasizes the need for policymakers to focus on price stability and gradually reduce government debt while implementing reforms that promote sustainable growth. The IMF will release its World Economic Outlook update on January 17, 2025, shedding more light on these critical economic dynamics. How will these shifts in U.S. trade policy impact your daily life?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.